ツボ。
News over Guantanamo Bay. By the way, it was supposed to be closed January 22nd, according to this administration. The CIA is saying, hey, look, the officers there are risking a lot of exposure at Guantanamo, and of course they are, because don't you think they're moving at targets? We'll talk about that coming up around the bend. Also, Iran, Iran, Iran. This is what we're hearing lately. Time for more than tough talk when it comes to sanctions against Iran. Nicolas Sarkozy, the man behind France, recently, yesterday and the day before, meeting with Barack Obama, talking about the push for the sanctions, both of them pushing to have something with teeth done against Iran. We've gone through the tail end of the Bush administration, now into this administration. And I got to think Ahmadinejad is just howling in the background at these empty threats. You know, it's like the threat to the kid. I'm going to punish you if you do that again. I swear I'm going to punish you. And the kid keeps doing the thing over and over and over and over and over and over again because they know they're just idle threats. You don't follow through. What should we do? We, being America, our role about Iran. Could we be stretched any thinner if World War III broke out? And we have a voluntary military at this point. If all hell broke loose, what would be our role? Our role would be huge. The U.S. always has a huge role and has a stake in what's going on in the Middle East, certainly at this point, Iraq, and now Afghanistan, and now Iran. We always knew that things were headed in this direction of what to do, what to do, what to do. But a newly published report by the CIA says Iran is still working on building nuclear weapons despite some of the setbacks they've had, a bunch of technical setbacks, and all the blowback internationally, too. So the Pentagon is very, very concerned about those ambitions of Ahmadinejad. I think it's time to push the bully back. But what do you think? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this little old show. You can throw in your two cents at any point simply by dialing these digits, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We're also going to talk about the Vatican and whether or not the Pope is untouchable, even though there are more abuse cases that are coming forward, and in particular documents that may lead to more pressure on making Pope Benedict answer for why certain things happened or were covered up. But the Vatican is supposedly a separate entity, so can some of these American lawyers crack the code? We'll jump on that. And what's going on with this militia case in Michigan? Now, traditionally, this is what happens, you know, the shock and awe factor. 9 people get arrested. Details start to emerge, trickle down as to what was going on, and they were going to kill a cop and blow up a funeral and make a big statement about anti-government, and then the neighbors say, oh, that they were just family people. Any place in any part of the United States, anything that happens, we know you can interchange that. I call it the man on the street interview, or shock and awe. I can't believe it. I had no idea there was bodies in the basement. So what's the true story here? We're going to dive into that. So a lot of interesting things coming up in this hour of America Tonight. Plus, we can count. Though right at the top, let's go across the border to Al, who's listening to us in Canada. Hey, Al.
Hi, Kate. You know, Hillary Clinton has been verbally beating on Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper like a random mule for the past 3 days. You know, first, we didn't have enough Eskimos sitting at the table when they were talking about all of the oil and natural gas in the at the North Pole, right? The Arctic Circle. Did you hear about that?
Mm-hmm, I did.
And we didn't have enough Eskimos sitting at the table, and then we're cutting and running. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I heard a click there. We're cutting and running too soon in Afghanistan, which I agree with her on that. I think we are cutting and running too soon in Afghanistan. And then we're not funding enough abortions in Africa and in the so-called, I guess they call it the developing world now, not the third world, don't they? It's called the developing world.
That's right.
We're not funding abortions in the developing world enough. And it's kind of ironic, Kate. Canada has zero restrictions on abortion. I don't know if you knew this, but in Canada, any woman can get an abortion anytime she wants, free of charge, on demand, as long as she can find a doctor that needs the $2,000 or whatever they get paid. We have the most liberal left-wing policies on abortion, and she's attacking us for abortion. And, you know, I like Hillary Clinton. I'm not a Democrat. I'm far away from politics, but I think she's a tough woman. But Prime Minister Harper is getting shell-shocked. I heard he got a text message from Bill Clinton that said, now you know what I feel like. Oh, hey, Kate, you know, can I make a quick comment about medical insurance companies, health insurance?
We love to talk about that subject. Go for it.
You know, like everybody says that these health insurance companies are stealing, you know, making money like a bandit, and they're, you know, they're making billions of dollars in profit, and they're not giving health care. Well, if a person signs a contract with a health insurance company and they violate that contract, instead of complaining about it, why don't they sue them for breach of contract? I mean, if they're not getting what they paid for, why the hell don't they just take the insurance company to court?
Okay, you know what the answer to that is? The money. Insurance companies have so much money, Al, they would bury you. And who's going to be able to afford that lawyer's cost unless you had some kind of a class action suit where a lot of people had problems with it? But on your own, you'd be paying through the nose for an attorney, and they could keep you tied up in court forever. That's the problem.
Yeah, where does that money go? Okay, billions of dollars are being paid to insurance companies. That money is plowed back into the economy. I'm assuming that these health insurance companies probably invest in hospitals and clinics and pays for doctors. The money's not put on a rocket ship and sent to Mars. It goes to help people, doesn't it? I mean, I think people should be covered. Everybody should be covered. But I think they're beating up on the health insurance companies too much.
Oh, boo.
Okay.
Al, thanks.
Okay. Well,
here's the problem. Thanks for the call. Here's the problem. I'm sure there's people that are not bad guys that are insurance. Not everybody is wicked and evil and awful. But the problem is there are plenty of plunderers out there, like Anthem Blue Shield in Blue Shield Blue Cross in California, raising the rates, the premiums, 39%. I mean, that's crazy. Come on. And you can dig into that story, and you can twist it any way you want to, and they've tried to do that. But flat out, that's wrong. I mean, that's unaffordable. There are other stories of people that were double billed for something that shouldn't have even been billed in the first place. You know, I can give you tons of stories. And when you say, where's the money going, there are a lot of people in the insurance business, particularly, you know, you go to the top, the CEOs, the people running the big insurance companies, they got big, big, chunky salaries. I'm all for capitalism, but I'm not for the raping and pillaging and plundering of the American people. Hang with us. Some more opinions coming your way next.
Well, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or Fossil lyophilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
My tea's gone cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see it all. And even if I could, it'd all be great. Put your picture on my wall. It reminds me that it's not so bad. It's not so bad. I drank too much last night. Got bills to pay. My head just feels in pain. I wish the bus and nail.
Hey, don't forget we have Nailed the Score coming up in our next hour. Cheaper than playing the lottery because it's free. The final four, the two games left in college hoop. You don't have to know anything about sports or any of the four teams. You just have to give us a numerical guess. If you nail the score, you win some incredible prizes. And I just got even some more stuff. I don't even know if I'll be able to afford this little old America Tonight Show is going to be able to afford the shipping for all the things that are in this prize pack because we've been holding it now for like 7 months. Maybe somebody nails the score. It would be sweet if that happened. I started off talking about Iran. One of the things I started talking about was Iran and the fact that their nuclear aspirations of Ahmadinejad and whether or not it was time to just finally let's call it quits and let's shut up and really do something here and not even bother making bold statements. So the latest is Sarkozy getting back with Barack Obama. In other words, there have been some problems between the French, problems between the French and the U.S. And now the two are ponying up to say, we need to be tough on Iran. In fact, here's what Obama had to say.
We reaffirmed our commitment to confront the greatest threat to global security, the spread of nuclear weapons. And I updated President Sarkozy on our new START treaty with Russia. I look forward to welcoming President Sarkozy back to Washington in 2 weeks for our summit on securing vulnerable nuclear materials so that they never fall into the hands of terrorists. We discussed our shared determination to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. On this, the United States and France are united, are inseparable. With our P5+1 partners, we offer Iran good faith proposals to resolve this matter through diplomacy. But Iran thus far has rejected those offers. Today, the international community is more united than ever on the need for Iran to uphold its obligations. And that's why we're pursuing strong sanctions through the UN Security Council.
All right, so you heard it there. Let's move to Jeff in St. Louis. Jeff, you have the floor. Hello.
Hey, good morning. Hello?
Hello, what's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear.
All right, I wanted about my call on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make it clear I wasn't condoning the priest's actions. I was criticizing some in the media of the coverage.
Yeah, saying that the media, that some of the media were jumping on it too, as you were thinking that it was, let's jump on the Catholics kind of, right?
Yeah. That's what I was talking about, not condoning the actions of the...
Yeah, see, the problem with this whole thing is, as you and I both know, Jeff, you know, sadly, these stories are sick and lurid and awful, and it's...
Oh, yeah, I know it is.
Yeah, and so you're right. It does make it right for lots of people to say, ah, look at those Catholics. We knew it was problems, and look what those priests were doing. And the problem is what the Catholic Church should have done, just like...
Made it worse by covering up.
That's right. Instead of shifting a priest over to another parish, he should have just been excommunicated. If they had the evidence, they have a tribunal, they go, you know, that's the fair thing to do, and then poof, the priest is gone.
Yeah.
And so now you've got these charges all over the place that are the Vatican may have to end up answering for, and people that are really pushing to see that happen.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen, though. I think
they make it some sort of video statement at best.
Right.
If they get anything.
Right. A video statement at the most. Probably the bishops of the particular diocese will have to speak to it, is what I think is going to happen.
And the other thing I want to talk about is, have you heard the news about this oil exploration and drilling offshore?
Yeah, isn't it interesting? Oh, drilling's evil and bad and terrible.
Now all of a sudden, hey, after a 20-year ban in these areas, I'm going to open it up for drilling.
Right, and this has been, you know, Obama said, hey, go for the oil drilling 50 miles off of Virginia shores where they're talking about it, and also that expansion in Alaska's Cook Inlet, and it's crazy because...
And Gulf of Mexico, too.
Yeah, it's crazy because here we could have been doing this. It's the typical thing that we keep seeing happen in politics, the great grandstanding and, oh, the environment, or whatever the issue is. And now, hey, we're screwed, so now we got to come
That's
back
why
to
I'm
this.
Suspicious. That's why I'm very suspicious when he ran on a campaign against that stuff.
Yeah, why now?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is that about?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm glad you brought up the drilling for sure, and thanks for the clarification. But I thought that's what you meant. Don't worry if that came out a different way. So sorry, but you and I are on the same page with that, absolutely. We'll see. We'll see what happens with the Vatican. I think he's right. Thanks, Jeff. I think he's right. It could end up being a video statement thing. I don't think you get the Pope physically in any kind of a courtroom setting in Virginia or Minnesota or anywhere. Don in Wyoming, hello.
Hey, Ken, how you been?
I'm good. How about you?
Are you going to be on the air the next couple of nights?
I am on the air, yes.
Okay, I just was curious. You're doing your picks tonight. I just figure the games aren't until Saturday. But, hey, you know, Obama needs a lot of money for all this stuff he's paying for. So it doesn't surprise me at all about the oil exploration, you know. So.
No, it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me that that's happening now, and we've seen, like, you know, what we're talking about. You and I were talking about this with the nuclear power plants. Remember all the outrage over nuclear power, and now we got two that are they want to get online in the next 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know if I told you, I talked to this Lord Christopher something or other. He's on a local radio station here. He's Britain's expertise on this global warming thing. He thinks the science is all bonk, and they've got evidence from thousands of years ago that the CO2 level in the sky was about 10 times worse than what it is right now. And so I flat out asked him, I said, so are you trying to tell me that we really shouldn't worry about all the carbon we're emitting? Because, you know, if you go back before the Industrial Revolution and the turn of the 19th or the 20th century, you know, there wasn't, you know, before the invention of the combustion engine, there really wasn't that much CO2 being emitted into the air. I mean, you know, since then, it's pretty much all been because of humans. And, you know, can you tell me that that's not bad for the environment? You know, it doesn't make sense to me. It sounds like it would be bad. But he's trying to say, no, according to past science and data, you know, that the Earth can take a lot more CO2, and that's not what's causing the warming. It's just natural cycles. So I just thought that was interesting because, you know, here we're about, you know, you got to admit, Kate, that, you know, these nuclear power plants, you know, and all this converting over to green energy, it's going to cost a lot of money.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and so the question is are we really destroying the planet with CO2? And if we are, then, of course, we've got to make the change. But if we're not, then why waste the money? And now you hear Obama's digging for more oil. So, you know, I think your head's like, that's just going to pollute the sky even more. Anyway, by the way, two quick things on the sports thing. Did you love this story about the Butler Bulldogs? I'm just tickled to death during the Final Four. I mean,
I am too. You're in Indianapolis, and I mean, how great is that?
I mean, school of 4,500 kids, and you want Duke and Butler in the final. I mean, you're just nothing against West Virginia or Michigan. You know, I mean, the great people in those states. You know, but. You know, it would be like, you know, it would almost be a reenactment of the movie. I mean, even the school that the Hoosiers in the movie went up against was blue and white, the same color as Duke. So it would just be great to see, you know, a mid-major actually win a national title, you know. I mean, that's just amazing. So,
I think it's amazing, too. I think it's one of the best stories. I love it. I love the whole underdog thing.
And last not least, but it sounds like your wonderful embarrassment to the NFC East, to the Philadelphia Eagles, are trying to ship off their quarterback. So
that's not a surprise. You know, that was the whole idea. But what are they going to get for McNabb is what the problem is what are they going to get? They're very greedy, Jeffrey Lurie is. And that's been the problem. They either had a big McNabb or Andy Reid because it wasn't working.
Well, I'll tell you what, if the Raiders can... Where does the Raiders want him? If the Raiders can get him for a second-round pick, hey, you know what? I don't think much of draft picks personally. I mean, I think about the first 40, 50 guys end up being stars in the NFL, you know, and the rest of them are, you know, kind of like the NBA. Top 15 guys drafted end up being stars, and the rest of them are...
Right, and the rest, it's just you might get lucky, absolutely. You're going to get lucky because we're coming back next and talking Guantanamo. Hang with us.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada, with a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, Our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Strag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a 1-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Listeners, please be careful out there because I-95, lots of it's being closed down. I just got a text message from a buddy in New Jersey who was saying it was pretty bad driving. There were a lot of surprise spots we didn't realize, and they're starting to close it down. Make sure you check before you venture out or take a canoe. It might be easier. It's terrible, and we're probably going to see a couple more days in the east of those torrential rains. Boy, I got lucky that I didn't go back east a week later. It would have been even worse. Just slight delays because of the rain, but then the rain was done, and it was beautiful weather after that, and now they're back to the same thing, getting soaked and flooded and emergency funds and all that awful stuff. Gitmo, round and round they go. Over the question of Guantanamo. How much did it cost to build Guantanamo? Lots of dollars. So at this point, does it sit vacant and is everybody hauled off the island? Or does the back and forth continue? First of all, the back and forth is going to continue because of the money situation. It would take a ton of money now on top of this to close Guantanamo. Then what to do with the people that are detained there, I would call them war combatants. So what do you do with the majority of war combatants? Are they going to that prison in Illinois? I don't think so, because you got to get money to redo that prison, too. At this point, though, I'm not even talking about the close it, don't close it, whatever. Finally, more people are talking about this, or at least I saw a story and I thought, oh, bravo, somebody else is talking about this. The Washington Times did a story on the CIA counterintelligence folks who are worried that the agency people there have been put in massive danger by military rules allowing interaction between five inmates and defense attorneys at the facility, okay? So follow along. The people that were there in that position, the team that went to the prison and concluded that CIA interrogators are pretty much facing an incredible risk of exposure to Al-Qaeda through the inmates' contacts with the defense guys. The agency, they call them Tiger Team of Security Specialists, was actually dispatched as part of an investigation that's being conducted with the help of the Justice Department and, as much as I hate to say it, of course, into a program backed by the ACLU. The program, and I think some of you have heard of this, is called the John Adams Project, and it's actually photographed covert CIA interrogators and shown the pictures to some of the Al-Qaeda terrorists held there in an effort to identify them more, because what they're trying to do is nail the CIA guys, right? The people that are conducting the interrogations. Having done that, that means those people, seriously, those people are walking around with targets that are lit up on their back. So when the CIA team walks away, comes away from the review that they did a couple of weeks ago, they set off the alarm bells. They're very concerned that people have been put in danger by these rules allowing interaction between the five inmates that I talked about at the top and the defense attorneys. And the inmates have, guess what, access to laptop computers. In the past they did. Yeah, oh, it was so miserable at Guantanamo. They were on their laptops sending photographs and descriptions of who Al-Qaeda should try to nail. Some of the inmates who are representing themselves in the legal proceedings were given the computers without internet access, but they feared that the unfavorable court rulings would provide the inmates with the ability of communicating outside the island prison. They're already communicating. Things have already gotten back. You've seen that through Al Jazeera. The brilliant idea, I forget whose idea that was to take pictures of the people that were there in prison and send them back home, and information got back that way. That was one thing that happened, and there are other things that are leaking all over the place out of that prison. So now you have, what are you going to do with these guys? Put them in witness protection, end their careers, give them new identities? I mean, they have lit targets on their back. That's what they have at this point. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
I can tell you what you can do with the detainees from Guantanamo. You can build a nice seven-story apartment house right next to the Southern Poverty Law Center in Mark Potok and put them right there, because he's so worried about all of our nation's enemies. That's one thing you can do. And on a more serious note, I wanted to call you and tell you about the wife of the rancher that was killed. Apparently, she's going to be packing heat wherever she goes. And I agree. This government doesn't want to do anything to support the American people that live on the border, and it's just sad that not no one, but it doesn't get more of a play in the news media that a good rancher who helped people has been killed, and it just makes it, you know, day of news, and that's it. That was the one I really wanted to call you about. But, you know, the CIA people that are interrogating that you're worried about their safety. Well, the Justice Department has refused to tell Congress, the Justice Department under Eric Holder, how many of these underlings in the Justice Department prior to the election of Obama were on the, and which are now under the employ of Eric Holder, worked for white shoe law firms pro bono defending the detainees. So not only do you have to worry about their defense attorneys down there now, who will probably work their way into the administration today or someday in the future, but previous lawyers for the detainees are now in the Justice Department. So not only do they have to worry about their safety being compromised by these lawyers that want to get their name in the history books for possible changing the law books as far as the Supreme Court is concerned. But what about the people that he stonewalled that supported the detainees' rights at Guantanamo who are now in the Justice Department? Does anyone else besides me and my big, dumb, stupid mouth see a conflict of interest? And as far as, you know, defending these people?
Oh, no, there's a massive conflict of interest. That you're right. That, and in fact, I think you and I have been talking about that now for probably two, three, maybe since the time I started doing America Tonight, we were talking about this. And you're right. Nobody points to that whatsoever. No, it just gets swept under the rug.
The Congress people who we believe we elect that supposedly have authority that can basically do whatever in the hell they want, pass laws, use reconciliation, just tell the president, write an executive order to make yourself king if you'd like, they can't get an answer from the Justice Department about what these people, what they did and what they knew and where their affinities lie as far as the detainees. Never mind the rest with the border. I mean, look, if they can infiltrate, Al-Qaeda has access to, I mean, I know Alex Jones said Al-Qaeda was created by the CIA, but let's leave that aside just for a sec.
Right.
If they can use the drug money around the world, the trillions of drug money, to infiltrate. Look at the Mexicans. They can get Interpol people. They've got people that DOJ, INS. I mean, yes, they're good cops, but they've got people on the payroll of the Mexican drug cartel. They'll kill you, the parents, the family, the siblings of a good agent, just as soon as they'll kill anybody else. That's the drug cartel. So you don't think that the tentacles of the terrorism, no matter who the hell is funding it or who's behind it, can't get these guys? Of course.
Of course.
I have no idea the danger that we face because they can't tell us, Kate, because most of us would not leave our house.
You're right.
The traffic
You're
would
right.
stop. The commerce would stop. So we know that these guys are in danger. We're all in danger. But, you know, I want Eric Holder to, but I want. But he's not going to answer these questions. And it just makes you wonder who's leading the country and where are they leading us? That and the border, the drug cartels and everyone else. Just, yeah, America, keep going on your way. Now we've got, just really quick, we got these heavily armed machine gun police officers in the subways in New York. I mean, I'm not going to give any terrorists any ideas here. I would never do that. And I wouldn't do that to anyone else. But America, if you really think that a suicide bomber with a belt on gives a rat's ass about some guy, a cop with a machine gun in a subway car, he'll just walk over to the cop and the machine goes, hey, how you doing, Allahu Akbar, and blow himself up in front of the cop. So unless you have some way with x-ray vision to see what's going on, you're still not safe. Now, I'm not saying it shouldn't be done, but if you're just acclimating us to the police state, the amount of control, you know, that's it. You know, I'm not giving any answers here. I'm just giving observations of what I'm seeing. So from the terrorism in the subway to the terrorism in Guantanamo, I mean, what's next? That's all. I love you, baby.
Thanks. Right, so keep your eyes open. What Mark basically is saying, you can decide for yourself where you think things are leading. And to be honest, in New York, it's to take it in a different direction than what Mark is saying. I think, like Bloomberg, they have a giant map of the city, and they're just throwing darts. Okay. We know there's a possibility. Certainly the subways are vulnerable. Ooh, look what just happened in Moscow. Okay, let's throw some darts here. Penn Station over at 79th, and that's a big area. And, ooh, what about Times Square? And then that's what's happening. I think it's more about we have no clue. And as he's saying, unless you have x-ray vision or infrared vision or something where you can tell something, really x-ray vision, where somebody's got something strapped and they're coming towards you, he's absolutely right. I say that all the time. There's no 100% guarantee that you can stop anything terroristically when you're talking about somebody who's a jihadist who's coming in. If they find a way in, they're just going to do it and they don't care and they're not going to be stopped. Coming up on the flip side, we can count and more on that illegal immigrant. Well, an illegal immigrant is suspected in the murder of the rancher in Arizona that Mark was talking about, Robert Krentz. I'll give you some more details on that. Stay with us.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard.
Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
That's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and say, and through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
In our third hour, nail the score coming your way. Your chance to win incredible, I mean really incredible prizes. Best prize pack I think I've ever given away. If you nail the score, and you have two chances because there's two games, as there's four teams left in the NCAA tournament. We're down to the final four. The good news is, you know, you could be a serious winner. Free. So it's like playing the lottery. You just got to pick numbers out of the air. Wow. You can't do that on the spaceship show down the dial. That's the beauty of America tonight, right? So that's coming up in the next hour. Also, in a couple of minutes, we're going to go to We Can Count. But before we do that, I promised I would give you some more details. And I mentioned this previously, but again, in case you missed the story that Mark brought up, and this is a big thing for me, the immigration and the border, and what I have explained many times living in El Paso and watching now what's happened over the Zaragoza Bridge with Juarez is just a shooting gallery. Why even go there? But Robert Krentz was the rancher that he was talking about, and just a great guy, described as a good Samaritan. He helped a lot of injured illegal immigrants who were just trying to cross the border in that open area, that part of Arizona that's desolate. It's just a boiling desert. And he was gunned down while he was working on his ranch over the weekend on Saturday morning. And the police are saying they suspect it was an illegal immigrant who shot him, which is too bad, but it just tells you the element of who's coming across the border. When a lot of people rise up to defend the illegal spigot, you know, they'll talk about, oh, it's terrible and what happens in Mexico and these people don't have a dime to their name and these women are coming across just to work to try to help their kids. There are those sad, sad stories. But there are also gang, flat out gang members, MI-13, that will cut our throats in 2 seconds. Just Google MI-13 and you can read about the horrific things that have happened. Seriously, I wouldn't want an encounter. The other part is the drug aspect of it. The drug cartels, same thing. Hey, they don't want to shut down the commerce. So whatever it takes, if I got to gun down this rancher, I don't know who he is. He might have helped somebody down the line, might have helped a guy that lived a town over from me in Mexico, but it doesn't matter. I got to get my blow, my heroin, my whatever across, period, end of story. You get in my way, or I think you see something, then I'm going to cut you down. And MS-13, rather, I'm sorry. I think I said MI-13. MS. I'm getting my James Bond references. MS-13. That's the problem. So it is very sad that that happened to that rancher, and now his wife talking about she's just armed. And that's the way it is. And I don't know how people live in that border area, frankly, because there isn't much of a defense for them. All the conversation about the virtual wall and the wall and what can we do, and it's just empty rhetoric. This has been allowed to flourish for so long, and it's such a sticky subject for the people who want to be elected again and again and again. Depending on their constituents, they back away from it. They back away from vocalizing what they truly think or know is going on through reports from the Border Patrol or immigration or whatever. They just avoid it. They sidestep it, those being the politicians in the House and in the Senate. And shame on them, because this shouldn't have festered. This is the problem. It should have never festered this long. We had laws on the books 3 decades ago. If they were even, I don't know, 65% enforced, we wouldn't be as in such a poor predicament right now. Even if we still had problems, it wouldn't be to the point where we are right now. All right, Maestro, can you cue up the great music for We Can Count? I could do it myself.
Hold on a second.
He's like a DJ. I've thrown him off his game.
It helps when you tell me that we're going to do Weekend Count. Then I can have it queued up and ready to go when you catch me by surprise.
This is live radio. You don't get this when you listen to George Norrie.
All right. Ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
My friends, the Republican National Committee has fired a staffer who, oh my goodness, organized 1,946, you like it, they have it to the penny, visit last month to a nasty club, a sex-themed Hollywood club. The Republicans are saying they're going to recoup the money from a donor who also participated. What happened was this. Members of the Young Eagles group had been in Los Angeles for a meeting. A staffer who had been warned that going to a sex club, well, sex-themed club, was not a good idea, didn't care, so decided to go anyway. And they were told, you're not going to be reimbursed. And that person was fired. The club has topless dancers, bondage outfits, they're wearing them. It's supposed to be provocative. And that's what the deal is. And so it's a provocative dance girls club. So the RNC has paid the company, basically paid the company, the donor vendor who billed the GOP for the club visit, if you want to put it that way, on behalf of the people that were there. So they paid them $19,000 or something for printing and direct mail services in the past, and the person contributed thousands of dollars to the party, and so, yeah, this isn't good. Meals at the Voyeur West Hollywood, that's specifically what it was. So RNC Chairman Michael Steele, who has gotten in some hot water for some of the spending decisions he's made in the past with donors, and the worried about the midterm elections and all that stuff, had nothing to do with the nightclub expenditure. That's the deal. He really didn't say anything. Because it wasn't his doing, and he just said, look, the guy was fired, and that's it. But what Steele got in trouble was, what he got in trouble was for, was that he spent $18,000 to redecorate his office. And he's gotten a bunch of money for making speeches, even though he gets a full-time salary from the RNC. So people are starting to get upset with Steele. Yeah? Hey, the RNC paid him, I guess, during the 2009-2010, what you would call presidential cycle, going into the new presidency. Paid him a lot of money for the position that he's in after hiring him last summer. I guess that's a good position to, there's a new job for you. That's a position that we need, Matt. If you want to jump on board and run the RNC, you could roughly make at least $400,000. So that's where the numbers come in. First, for the topless club visit, $1,946, but it wasn't endorsed by the party. It was just some idiot who decided he would go off the reservation, take the Young Eagles there. That was a no-no, but now it's been exposed, so it is a little bit of a black eye for the GOP, as they have to explain, and the story blew up, and that's what that was about. If you have any thoughts on the show, send them to me at americatonight.net.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Son of a... That's going to leave a mark.
Putting together a girl's night out. Want you to come.
Why would I ever want to go out with you? I hate you.
Yeah, I know. I hate you, too. That's the way girls are.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.